Blog Talk Radio.
Have a wonderful evening. Thank you guys for joining the Stevie Anderson Radio Show. I'm on the road traveling and hope this reception is very, very clear. For your listeners, if you want to call in to the show this evening, the number is 657-383-1972. The number again is 657-383-1972. That music for your new listeners, that's Shawnee Morrell Holtz. Shawnee is based out of Houston, Texas. She travels, she does shows. You can reach us through Instagram, Facebook, upcoming artists. Really, really good. Very, very talented. She's a fantastic, fantastic lady, fantastic family. She's on her way. Tonight I want to talk about, too, before we get started with our show, I want you guys to make sure you go to www.stevehelps.me, okay? And that's, I may get some questions about stevehelps.me, but make sure you guys go there. I did a video. And I actually was actually putting something, some of the kind of video oil into my, under my tongue. And I was holding it there for about, I said about 10 seconds. And that was fine. And I said about 15 minutes, you start feeling the effects of it. And I say it works. It really, really works. Helps for a lot of inflammation, just different pains. I had a headache, a migraine headache. And, the headache right out. And since I've been taking it, I feel so much better. I've had a lot of pains from when I was playing football. Just major, major headaches. And from headaches, just a little pains, the side pains, but an inflammation through from my ankle or whatever it may be. It's just, it works. So make sure you guys go there, check it out. And when you go down to the purchase site, a lot of guys will ask me this question. Go to the affiliate site. You go to the affiliate. You sign up as an affiliate. When you sign up as an affiliate, you receive a link. And that link, actually, if you are sign up as an affiliate, you have a chance or you will be receiving finances. But it's on a monthly basis. So sign up go to the affiliate site. Sign up. You can help people and make money at the same time. It doesn't get any better than that. And this is real. This is no game. This is real. Also, too, I want to talk about, I want to mention, I was in Louisiana out there walking in the woods. And let me tell you guys, don't be out there walking in the woods without no camouflage on. What happened to me, I actually left my camouflage in my hometown, at the home, in the storage room, and I didn't have it. So I had to do a quick walkthrough. We had some lunch, some things done to our property. That's on my mom's side above. So we was walking through the woods out there. But very, very thick. And I advise you guys, don't be in Louisiana in the woods without no camouflage. That's not a good idea. Louisiana was a no joke. But I had a good time. I was down to homecoming, had a great time, saw some old friends I went to school with, and they looked fantastic. On another note, I had an aunt, my aunt Willabelle Jackson. My aunt Willabelle Jackson was 96 years of age. My aunt Willabelle Jackson, for you females out there, you would ever, never, ever get as loyal as this lady. I don't care what school you go to, what female, what male you listen to. It won't happen. The only thing you can do is try to match it. This lady had one husband, and that was it. For her entire life. Now, I'm not saying that's the way someone should live their life. I'm saying that this lady was fantastic. And my mom had a blessing when she was living to be taught her teachings. My Willabelle was 96 years of age. And that was my mom's oldest sister. My mom and Willabelle were so special to me because my mom was going to school. My mom lived with her. And on this beautiful earth, she was an amazing lady. She was a lady that some women would have loved, or most women, I would say all women would love to just be around and talk to her and just learn from her. And men, too. Men, too. And Willabelle Jackson was an AKA. I mean, some of your friends out there, some other sororities, I know. but still, she's an AKA. That's what she was. And she is a fantastic lady. And it's been on my mind. She passed away. It was last night, not before last. But I spent a lot of time around her when I was growing up as a little boy. I learned so much from her. She didn't play. She told it like it was. Like my mom, she told it like it was. She didn't play. I learned so much from her, too, when I was going home in the summer. I stopped by and see her. I learned a lot from her. I don't think it was her time to go, but for some reason she made it out. I know God has her in a better place. She will be missed. Tonight's topic, we're talking about why should you be careful what you wish for. Very, very, it's a simple phrase, but sometimes it's overlooked. Overlooked all the time. I'm going to say it again. It said, why should you be careful what you wish for? If you go to, and this is going to hit some of you unbelievers too tonight. When I say unbelievers, I mean unbelievers. You don't believe in God. My God is Jesus Christ. That's the way I was taught. I was growing up, and it is the way for me. You go to John 14:14, 14 chapter, 14 verse, and you go to the New Living Translation. It said, yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Okay? I'll go back to that again. John 14:14, it says, in the New Living Translation, you can see more or less a different version of Bibles. If you guys don't know anything about the Bibles, in the version of the Bible, I said, yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. Okay. If you go to Matthew, it says chapter 7 to 8 verses, and this is the World English Bible. It said, ask and I will be given. Your seek, what you seek, and you will find. So you knock, and I will be open for you. Go to 8, it says, for everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. To him who knocks, it will be open. Okay. Number seven. Now, I always go back to Bible verses when I speak. Now, I'm not a minister. I have friends, I have a good time, and I go to church as much as I can. I think that's very important. Because I always say you need to go to church to get the dirt off of you through the week. And there's a lot of dirty people out there. You know, you need to, some of us need to just live in, you know, that's another subject. Okay. I'm going to go also here too and say, why should you be careful of what you wish for? Okay. Why should you be careful of what you wish for? And if I get a little chance tonight, it's because of it's my aunt. Okay, so bear with me. I'm going to get through this. And I really haven't talked to anyone the last day and a half. Talked to one cousin. Just didn't want to be bothered right now. Everyone have their ways of getting through any situation that they've been going through their life. I know sometimes you just get away, you can think and read, and sometimes text and even a stranger talking, it makes a difference to help you get through. Okay. Even as little kids, we are taught to make a wish. When birthdays are even fairy tales, you hear it all the time. I grant you three wishes. Okay. I'm going to say it again. Even as little kids, we're taught, if we celebrate birthdays, to make a wish. And there's fairy tales that says, I grant you three wishes. So, again, why should what you wish for? You have to be careful what you wish for, because there's a lot of people out there today, we're wishing for certain things that we want. God knows you don't need it because you won't handle it correctly. He can see down the road. You can't. And sometimes he'll give it to you so you can see that you really didn't need it in the first place. A lot of times we want certain wishes. We wish for this, but you might not need all of that wish. It could be a partial, but even then you get the wish. You'd be like, you know what? It's like sometimes you go to a fine restaurant, you expect certain food to be a certain way. And you can pass right by a restaurant around the corner. I noticed, especially back in Louisiana where I'm from, and New Orleans area. All of a sudden, the restaurant you just passed by, less expensive, was better than the food that you spent three times the value for. It says over here, it says, some people was quoting, if you pray persistently, come to God in prayer until something happens. Keep praying for your wish. A lot of times people pray and they're wishing, and wishing forms of praying. It says precise prayer, and this is all biblical statements or wishes. Don't be afraid to state what you want in clear and in simple language. That's exactly what I said a while ago. You have to be specific, because I'm going to tell you what happened to this boy. Some even say, even if it's a miracle, and miracles do happen. A lot of times they happen, you don't even see it, but they happen. It also goes to say is that, however, when you do pray, you must be patient. And we all know how difficult that is for us. Most of us, we just don't have the patience that we say we have. Just don't have it. I'm going to tell you guys about this young boy. This young boy, about 15 years old, he would pray and he would wish for certain things. Every night, routine, he's on his knees, he pray. He goes on to let's say around 18, 19, he's still praying. Little wishes, but guess what? Those wishes are happening. They're showing up. The wishes are showing up. What he's wishing for. He goes on his late 20s. Still get on his knees. Go to church. Sometimes he's been a good boy. Sometimes he's been a bad boy. He's wishing. And God is answering him. This kid is asking for wisdom. He's wishing God for wisdom. Could you give me the wisdom? I want to be wise. I want to be wise. I want to be wise. I want to be someone that's all of a sudden they finished at a high end with a high end education. Doesn't mean that they're smart. They're smart and book wise. Doesn't mean that they're wise. And the worst thing in the world is an educated fool. That's the worst. A lot of that's going on out here. And also, too, it's not good to be dumb as a doorknob either. A lot of information out there today to help everyone to get assistance. And it's for us to teach the young kids to give the information that they need to be successful. It's for us to do that. But this little boy has turned into a young man. And he's wishing. He's asking for wishes. I wish this, I wish that. Still wishing for wisdom. All of a sudden, this boy has turned into a young man now, into a man. This man finds himself in a situation where his back is, I'm not saying against the wall. It's more or less that he's being accused of something that is nowhere near true, but he's trying to figure out where it come from, who set it up. This young man is trying to figure out how did he end up in this situation. This young man is finding out what friends really are. This young man is finding out that some people closer in his family is looking at him all different. But they forgot the young man that he was a young boy growing up. This man is finding out that how people, again, really are. See, most humans believe what they see. But the most powerful thing that runs this world, this planet, this universe, you can't see it. You can't see Jesus. You can't see the air. But you need these two things to be safe, especially when you die. And everybody's in line for death. So you better enjoy your life while you can. Treat people right and move forward in life. Because your buddy's in line. I don't care if you 122, 120. Every day you're in line. So, this young man, when he realized and started watching that everybody's around him looking how backwards, how sort of thinking that he was given around him and what he was seeing out of people, he realized, and he was getting so much wisdom. But at the same time, while he was getting the wisdom, he didn't even know he was getting the wisdom. God was putting the right people in his life at the right time. Females, males, kids, grown-ups, everybody in place so he could run right through the fire. But when he was young, he was wishing to be have wisdom. He went through situations where people had to save him, and he had to see other people suffer to save him. He went through situations that people was against him, that people didn't even have a clue what was going on. And if they knew, there would be shame. But he got smart. One day, it clicked. He said to himself, there was another guy around him, he said, you know what? God wouldn't bring me back, bring this person back through life to hurt him. Especially for something he didn't do. After he realized that God was teaching him and giving him wisdom, regardless of what other people was looking at. See, that's a problem with life, people. When God's doing things for you, doing something for you, you have to focus on him. Okay? Everyone else don't count. You focus on him. And there's you'll see how people are going to, God's going to put people around you, keep you going in the right direction, and keep your mind, your body, and soul right. So when he realized that God is teaching me, I was asking for wisdom. I wished for wisdom. I wish I had wisdom. I wasn't the smartest person in book-wise. My teachers, what if, you know, this person, this young man, was actually spending more time thinking than studying. That doesn't mean that a person is not educated, can learn. However, when this person realized that God is giving me wisdom, exactly what I've been telling the whole time, then his mind became at ease. The doors just open up. To use that and understand in life, hold on 1 second, guys. Give me 1 second. I was talking so much I missed a call. Okay. All right. Let's go back out of that. Okay. So let's get back on this. So basically, we got to understand, be careful what you wish for. You need to be specific. When you're asking for a broad wish, you're going to receive a broad answer. Okay? Now, you got to understand that God does answer prayers. In some situation, it may be one time. And then one time, after that, he may not answer again because you either didn't handle your wish correctly or you misused it in a certain way. Okay? A lot of times that happens if you don't You don't treat your wish right. However, some people are going or usually given several other wishes. But the wait time is very, very long. I'm talking years, mandatory patience. You got to believe sometime, maybe going through surgery, they have a wish, and the time frame of it can be a very, 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 very long time. Also, too, to understand this, is that, hold on, guys, I have a call. 1 second. Call, welcome to the Steve Anderson Show. Caller, welcome to the Steve Anderson Show. Okay. Oh no, this guy's trying to call in. Someone's trying to call in, but no one. Caller? For some reason, he's not coming in on the show. Oh, welcome to the Steve Anderson Show. Okay. We got thrown off course. Okay, so a lot of times, listeners, you go to job careers. A lot of times in your jobs, certain people wish for a certain job. I want this job here. It's the job I want. And a lot of times when you're going looking for a certain job, once you get the job, you find that you have to deal with certain people that you find yourself around that you may not want to be around. The attitudes are different. You find yourself traveling all across the country, different directions, the whole entire time. Hello, welcome to the Steve Anderson Show.
This is Eric Zeno, Mr. Anderson. Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Yes, sir, I do hear you. I was calling in a while ago, and I had paused my phone. I guess the listener thought I was crazy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm talking about why should you be careful of what you wish for. And I was just finishing a short story. I don't know if you heard it, but I got into a deep, deep story about this young man, what he's going through, what he's wishing for. And he realized his wishes was being blessed. He was being blessed by his wishes, but he didn't realize what he had to go through to become wise, to get receive wisdom. So what do you think about the show?
Story.
Oh, you
I
did?
Okay. Great topic. It's a great topic okay. That you're discussing. And you know, you got Halloween coming up, so you're going to have a lot of those people wishing and trick-or-treating and tricks and going to have some treats. But I truly believe that you have to be careful what you wish for. You also have to prioritize what you're wishing.
Hold on 1 second. Is this the one and only Eric Zeno?
The one and only. The original.
The original. Listeners, I want you guys to know this guy is like my brother from another mother. Okay, this is like real. This is like my real brother in a sense. Okay, he grew up to me next door. This is the real Eric Zeno. So this is truly a brother to me. Hey, I'm glad you called in, man. I got it. You know, my aunt passed away in Willowdale, and I forgot the – I think I didn't even tell you that. And, you know, I kind of – it's been a rough 2 days for me, man. So I'm trying to get through this show. I'm glad you called in. I know I've gotten thrown off course and everything, but go ahead. Talk to me. Talk to me about your what you think about the – you know, why you should be careful what you wish for. And I was just basically saying that you need to be specific when you are wishing for whatever you're wishing for. You need to be kind of clear. Go ahead.
Well, I'm definitely going to do that. First, we're going to definitely be prayerful for you and the family for Aunt Willowdale. Now, I'm just not hearing that kind of hit me right there when you said that. But, you know, we'll talk about that after the show. I'll give you a call on that. Definitely going to be prayerful on that. But it's a great topic. I think it's a topic that needs to be shared on the you know, local level, state, and look at our federal level right now. So you got to be very careful for what you wish for. I'm not going to call anything to the federal level, but I think people kind of know what I'm talking about. You can look at the top position at the federal level right now and kind of understand that. But in that, you also have to prioritize for what you're wishing for. Is it a necessity or a want? And I think that you need to be putting also with their wishes prayer, like you stated before. Pray about what you're wishing for. Pray about that and go out with you. You know, the prayer requires work also, though. It's just like you have a, you know, every action requires a reaction. So if you pray without work, it's no good. If you go in and put gas in that car and you want to go to the store, you don't never start the car or push the pedal. You're not going anywhere. So you have to pray and look forward to action. And you got to put your action in that and let God guide you for the reaction. It might not be what you want, because it might not be only a want, and God would give you what you need. So it's, you know, you got to prioritize whether that's a want or a need. And then you can't just let everybody pray for you. You need to have your circle small, because everybody don't need to pray for you, because everybody not filled with God. So that's why you got to be kind of very careful, like you discussed this time, be very careful what you wish for. You can wish for somebody to pray for you, but that person might not even be full of God or full of the Spirit, so they don't need to pray for you. So you got to be very careful. So, I mean, I like your topic today, and I need your very own point on that. And so, I'm definitely glad to be part of the show today and hear you on that topic.
Yeah, you know what, too, like you said, though, about the wishing you said earlier, and I have some more notes to go through, but you said some, you mentioned about a lot of people don't want to work for their wishes. And now,
that's correct.
Can be a situation where you have to work for that wish. And, you know, a lot of times with social media, I think it's making us more people really, really lazy than we used to be. You know, a lot of people just want to sit back and let everything do it for them, and that's not a good thing. But you're right; that's a great way to look at it. I haven't thought about that, but like you said, is a lot of times you have to work for your wishes. You just can't sit around and let it happen. You have to do that, and also too, like you mentioned too, also. You wish for certain things, and when you get it, you'd be like, you know what? I don't know why I wish for that, and it's happening, and I wish it would stop. So you do have to be careful what you wish for. You almost, in a sense, you have to pray to get understanding. You have to be clear very clear, like you said, / specific. What you're praying for, that's how you get through. And you're not quite sure you've seen things in your life and other people that you wish for something. It could be something small, and you'd be like, you know what, why did it turn out like that? Why did it turn out like that? But I tell you one thing, I'm glad you called in. I know you're probably on the road traveling. You're a very, very busy person. I haven't seen you in a while, man. You know, I love you. The fullest, man. And so I'm glad you called in, man. So, I'm going to have to head back down here on this. We'll talk about that after the show. But I'm glad you called in. Any other things you want to say about the topic?
Like I said, you're on point, man. That's a topic that everybody needs to hear this. I hope people are sharing this on, you know, Facebook or sharing it wherever they can on their social media or whatever outlet they can, because it's very needed in today's society. And you know I love you and you and family. So, man, and we'll definitely talk, man. I mean, you're in my prayers. So just after the show, whenever, give me a shout-out, man. But go ahead with the show. And thank you for calling. I appreciate you taking my call, calling in.
All right. You guys, this guy right here is Mr. President Eric Geno. We do appreciate you calling in, man. It's good hearing your voice, and we'll talk later. Thanks again, Eric, for calling.
All right.
Love you. This guy, Eric, just finished calling in. When I say he's a brother, he is. I mean, Eric literally is like he grew up next door to me. I think I did a show. He came calling the show a few years ago, and Eric had a cement truck. It was green, and I had a yellow Tonka truck. And when there was, you know, Tonka, and that was a Tonka, you know, we had the upgraded toys, and that's how far we go back. Okay, but going back to the show, back on the topic. I was talking about the job careers. So some people, you can wish for a job career, and when you get it, receive it, you find that you really don't want that particular job, and you find that job filters into different, it filters different areas where you really don't want to go. So being specific, sometimes you wish for family, kids, and you need to be specific, okay? Materialistic materials, which, you know, this day and time, most of us, you know, this is what we most believe in, is what we see as materialistic. Sometimes there are people that's blessed, I'm not saying blessed, they're granted a wish, and all of a sudden, and God, sometimes it doesn't give you that wish. A lot of times you could be wishing, you may have a, it could be a young man with a sports car. Everyone knows he doesn't need it. He's not the type of driver, don't know how to drive, end up in an accident, killing someone, killing himself. And you got to be careful in what you're wishing for. A lot of times, God won't let you have it at that particular time. And maybe later down the road you receive it. But right now you just don't need it because you know that you can't handle it. I had a guy. This, he told me, this guy, he was, he drank very, very heavily. And I never forget it. I was passing through home and I said, man, I said, come on, man, I'm going to take you to Houston. And he said, no, man, I can't go. I can't go. I said, what do you mean you can't go? Can't go to Houston for? So he said, I couldn't handle it. I said, what do you mean you can't handle it? I said, Houston, you know, you have some money. Come down and hang out. He said, I don't want that. I said, you don't want it? He said, no, because I can't handle it. See, he knew that he couldn't handle it. He knew it took, he needed baby steps. Sometimes you can be a grown person and you still need to go back to the baby route to get where you need to go. He knew that. And that's how we need to think when things don't happen for us right then. Majority of the time, like I said, you will go through, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but majority of the time you will go through hard times to have your wishes fulfilled. I did mention that earlier. That was about that young man. Majority of the time, you will go through hard times to have your wishes fulfilled, which is called trials and tribulations. Because when you wish for something, again, you better be specific. Because if not, you may feel or go through a struggle through life to have your wishes answered, but at the same time, I'm going to say this again. When you wish for something, you need to be specific. I keep saying that the whole show, be specific on your wishes. Okay? Because you can face struggles in life. Struggles, your wishes or struggles could take you in the wrong direction. You understand, some wishes, you're going to have to go through struggles for those wishes to be answered. Okay? However, when you do wishing, you're wishing. When you pray, you better know the God you're praying for. You need to know the God you're praying for. Okay? So when those wishes are granted, they're granted from the right God. I told you my God is. Now you find yourself answering, getting wishes answered from the devil. You know what temporal that is. It's a dead end. disaster. You know, some people, some of you, some of us, you're not ready to be ready for your wishes. You're not ready to be ready for your wishes. So you need to give yourself some time to think about what you're wishing for. And when you make that wish, you need to be, again, specific. Because you don't know. You don't know where your wishes will take you. I'm going to go back to something I said earlier, back in Matthew. And this is something for you unbelievers too. And this goes to some of you. Yeah, this just goes to some of you unbelievers. Matthew 7, chapter 7 through 8 verses. Everyone who asks, receive. He said, for everyone. I mean everyone. Okay? Who asks, receives. Okay? Who seeks, he finds. Your wishes. You should have wishes. Wishes are good. But be specific and understand where your wishes will take you. Okay? Or understand that it may not be an easy road, these wishes. But do, once you get in those wishes and when you get in that situation, and you've been granted those wishes, make sure that you don't go back, get mad with God, get mad with Him, or anybody else around you. You don't want to ask for those wishes. Don't get upset with family, friends. That was you. You wouldn't want those wishes. You got them. Now you're upset with everybody. Okay? Guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you guys was patient with me today, too. Like I said, it's been a rough couple of days with me. But I'm going to keep moving. My prayers going. She's a special lady to me because she was a super special lady to my mom. And everybody know my mom was number one. My dad is number one, too. But my mom, so I'm going to go ahead and shut the show down. You guys, don't forget to log in for again for the next show. I will be posting it probably around Wednesday. Probably around Friday. Steve Anderson Radio Show, Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you guys again go to tvhelps.me. And if you have any questions, I'll be sure to try to answer them as much as I can. It'd be better for me to answer them through my website than actually on the main page. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Enjoy the rest of the week. And we'll see you again next week. Good night. In the park on a Saturday by